Radish on the Radio is a partnership between Radish Magazine and WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. Radish on the Radio digs a little deeper into issues related to local foods, environmental stewardship, and building healthy communities in our region. For this episode, Radish on the Radio met with Chris and Sarah Gilbert of Gilbert's Grapes in Bettendorf.
Chris and Sarah Gilbert have turned their backyard in Bettendorf into a profitable mini farm. Just 27 years old, the couple sees the garden that covers about one-fifth of an acre as an integral part of their future.
Well, I've been going to school at Western Illinois University, and then I was kind of inspired by one of my teachers who was also a farmer, you know. So she was doing that, so in the summer when she was not doing teaching, she was doing that. I was like, well, I'm a student, you know, I can do that too.
Chris is still in school, and Sarah has a full-time job. But in the summer, Chris works the farm, and on the weekends, they can be found selling their vast array of produce under the company name Gilbert's Grapes at the Freight House Farmers Market in downtown Davenport.
I think a lot of people love our arugula and spinach. Yeah. That's where, you know, when we didn't have it and when it got hotter out, people were upset because they were getting it every week and they wanted it. And so now that we are starting to get it again, you know, all those customers are coming back really excited about spinach.
The first summer with the garden was a learning experience and a great deal of work. Now in their second year, they have made some changes.
I was in Wisconsin and I got a text message of a picture of him digging up a half of our yard. Going surprise!
And so, but we've got plenty of yard too.
We do. We doubled our space and we've, you know, more than tripled our profits. And so I think we've just tried to figure out what works and what people want. And like I said, next year, you know, we'll reassess from this year and probably do things a little bit differently and, you know, take it from there.
Yeah.
But Chris is the one that, you know, does it all. I help on weekends to harvest in the spring and the tomatoes. But he's home and he has the kids and he does the farm, so it works.
Although they have not gone through the process of getting certified, the garden is organic.
Growing organically and not using any sprays or anything like that. Sometimes you have years where there's no bugs and you have years where there's just a big, huge infestation of a certain type of pest. And that put a hamper on this year.
Yeah,
definitely.
You don't know what, I mean, we had a lot of rain at one point
too.
And that, you know, really destroyed a lot of different crops. And so just, you don't know, there's things that you can't really plan for. You just have to figure out how to react appropriately.
The Gilberts are interested in educating others about intensive gardening, using a small space efficiently and growing organic foods.
Well, we're just a local family. Like, I work outside the home, you know, full time, and Chris does this, but we're just your average Joe. We're not farmers. We don't have all these acres. We live in a residential neighborhood, you know, with neighbors right next door to us. And, you know, we love it because we can feed our family and we can feed the community and, you know, have really great food. But you know, anyone can do it. And we started small and everything's a learning experience.
You can read the full article about Gilbert's Grapes by Lillian Zier-Martel at radishmagazine.com and discover more people involved in healthy living from the ground up in the pages of Radish Magazine. For Radish on the Radio and WVIK, I'm Radish Magazine editor Laura Anderson Shaw.
Radish on the Radio is made possible on WVIK by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a natural ecology through conservation and education.